It is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you the President-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
Is that The Natural? It's from The Natural.
Yeah. Song.
It's The Rokan Show. Welcome aboard, you people. Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis is right here on 720 WGN. I almost forgot to say that with all this production at the top.
How you doing today, Ro?
I'm actually very good, and I'll explain why I'm very good in just a few minutes. I do have a little bit of trepidation, but I will explain what that's all about.
It's
but
emotional.
We are joined in the studio right now, Anna, by two of the greats.
Yes,
Pat Brady, who was right the whole time about Donald Trump, who said every step of the way, this guy will never, he's not going to win Iowa, which he didn't. He's not going to win New Hampshire. He's not going to be the nominee. The guy could never be the president. Hello. Good morning, Pat.
It's afternoon, Ron.
It's morning in America, though.
I got that right. It's afternoon.
And the political editor.
Yes.
And Mike Flannery from Fox 32 is joining us as well. All right. Well, and I'll get to my thoughts on this as we throughout the afternoon, but let us start with the political reality here, and I will start with Mike Flannery. You and I were on Fox 32 last night for 4.5 hours talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? As it was developing, I was not particularly surprised, as people around here will. I've always said that there's a 40% chance this guy's going to win, and he did.
Well, now comes the accounting, mm-hmm. and there is an astonishing list that I think the Washington Post has put together, WaPo.com, of the many promises of Donald Trump, and some of the people he promised things to are already demanding that he deliver. Conservatives in particular, pro-life activists, anti-abortion activists, social issue activists, they're demanding that he immediately, he's sworn in January 20th, January 21st, they want him to appoint a replacement for Antonin Scalia. They want to consolidate a conservative majority on the Supreme Court for a generation to come. He has promised that he would appoint a justice who will overturn Roe versus Wade, the abortion rights decision. They want him to do that. They're demanding he do that. They're also various business groups and the coal industry, hydrocarbon interests, oil industry, they're counting on him to deliver on undoing the entire constellation of issues and things that President Obama's done on global warming. None of them were in legislation. The Republican Congress wouldn't approve
it. Many of them now have been codified by international treaty.
That's correct. But
that's a bit of an issue.
The treaty hasn't yet been ratified by the Senate, and the president approved it with an executive action, that can be undone mm-hmm. by Donald Trump in the first few days, really. And then Obamacare, there's
right.
the whole promise to repeal and replace it. Yep.
Well,
the repeal part will be done for sure.
Well, I know it's going to happen.
The repeal part will be done for sure.
Well, you can't do repeal first and then all of a sudden the hospitals and the insurance companies go, wait, whoa, who's paying what? What they will do is they'll make adjustments to it that she was probably going to make, and then they're going to say, oh, we repealed and replaced it, because that's too big of an item, and it would create chaos, and they know it.
Well, here's the toughest thing of all. He's promised to bring back manufacturing jobs. You know, has never really explained how, except that he's going to slap tariffs on air conditioners and cars coming from Mexico.
How about that tie manufacturer that makes his ties? They're going to put a tariff on that, too?
Over in Asia?
Yeah.
It's going to be a long list, and some of the things that he has promised are going to offend other parts of the electorate. And there's a lot of concern, you know, for example, among the social issue folks on the right, there's a lot of concern about whether he's really going to do some of these things. Some of the anti-immigration activists very concerned. And you know what? I understand why they're concerned.
He's not going to do it.
Unlike Ronald Reagan, who had a North Star personal ideology set of beliefs, there's no real evidence that Donald Trump believes in any fixed set of policies or you know, everything seems to be negotiable, tactical, situational. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Pat Brady, is he right?
No, I think he's totally right. Flannery is a lot smarter than I am. He went to Georgetown.
He knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff. I never knew of Flannery.
Fear of the bird.
Exactly. I think this, he has made those promises, but this is an opportunity, and this is totally within his control. He can govern and try to be an effective president, or he can try to do some of the things he said he's going to do that he'll never get through. I think the smart move would be go to Congress and say, we're going to have a big, fat infrastructure bill, and we're going to rebuild this country. And then everybody gets a piece of that, and all those people that are screaming and yelling about these issues, oops, we got a new bridge.
So if you go to the website, he actually posted in the last few days. Mm-hmm. They posted details of that plan. And I was reading it this morning. His infrastructure plan, which would spend billions and probably...
Well, she was going to spend a trillion. But what's a trillion? That's what Obamacare was.
Yeah. But his plan calls for privatizing large chunks of the interstate highway system.
Oh, that's pork everywhere.
And having public-private partnerships. And so the money would be private entities, sort of private public partnerships, would bond these things up front. And then you'd pay, you know, there'd be tolls to pay on roads that are currently free, but they'd be in better shape. They'd be more efficient.
And it's all electronic now, and people don't feel that as much as
having
to stop and drop quarters in.
Right.
So it's a different, people feel less hassled when you're, you know, open road tolling. And who was the guy, who was the father of open road tolling in Illinois?
Rod Blagojevich.
Rod R. Blagojevich.
That man, by the way, when he gets out of prison, will have a place in the Trump administration. Those two are made for each other.
He's got 14
years.
Well,
he could pardon him. He could let him
out. Will he pardon
out?
Hillary? Or will he lock her up? What about the lock her up thing? No, I mean, I'm serious about
Rod's
that.
Rod's already locked up.
Right.
But what about her?
That was only one lady at the convention who could scream from row 50, and I could hear it like
she was always there.
Oh, my God. You walk in.
Lock her up! Pat, let me ask you about something else, though, because I'm interested to get your take. The polls were so, so wrong. Going into yesterday, we were looking at the Real Clear Politics rolling aggregate averages, which look at all the latest polls. 6.5% she was up in Wisconsin. He got Wisconsin. So many other things. She took 52% of white women. 30% of Hispanics went his way. What happened here? How could everybody be so wrong?
Well, everybody was wrong last time, and they were wrong in the governor's race. The only polls, and Mike, you may have an opinion on this, the only polls that I found that have been accurate at all in the last two cycles have been the internal polls, where they do thousands and thousands and bump it up against a whole bunch of different metrics. But the public polling's been terrible for two or three cycles.
But her internal polling must have been showing she was doing well because of where she was visiting in those final days. It didn't seem like she was worried about Wisconsin.
Well, she was in Michigan and Wisconsin because they were worried about it. And there's articles coming out today that they were petrified. It's what was happening. Yeah, they knew. And I remember in the governor race, we'd sat in here every day or every Thursday, and the pollsters we had said, Rauner's down five, Rauner's down five, Rauner's down five. And the Rauner people saying, we're up five, and he won by five.
Yeah. So there were two surveys, Anna, that were actually that gave Rauner a lead consistently. There was the L.A. Times.
You mean Trump?
Trump. Yes. They gave Trump a lead consistently.
But they were almost seen as outliers.
And then there was the Investors Business Daily TIPP survey.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I got to go back to lock her up. That's another one of the promises. Does he actually name an independent prosecutor to go after her?
First of all, he doesn't have the authority to do it.
Okay, well, of course, but that's the point, is that does he...
Attorney General Rudy Giuliani would have the authority.
Well, that's the question. Is it going to be Giuliani or Chris Christie for Attorney General?
Well, Christie's under federal investigation, so that might be a problem
Maybe
with
not.
The confirmation,
Maybe
but
not
you
him.
Never know. We control the Senate, so...
Okay.
Exactly. Well, I mean, he can have it. Now, here's the interesting thing, and I think this is the fascinating moment. People, this is obviously a change election. People are angry, and the people who are angry, and it's the people who... You know, there's a lot of analysis about this today, but let's just break it down to very simple things. You have people who saw what they identify as America slipping away from them, whether it's cultural, racial, whatever, religious, whatever it happens to be, whatever their reason for it is. And they wanted somebody to pump the brakes, to stop this in his tracks. And what Donald Trump has done for the last 18 months is he's dropped breadcrumbs all over this nation and all over those interest groups and those individual psychographics that exist throughout the country and said, I'm going to handle this. I'm going to handle this. I mean, I'm your daddy. I'm going to handle this. I'm going to handle this. I'm going to handle this. Mm-hmm. And those people rose up yesterday in better number than they had in the last two cycles. And the people who were the interest groups from the last two cycles, whether it was African Americans who were voting for Barack Obama, or if it was people who wanted name your Democratic or left leaning constituency issues, those people sat down because they weren't really all that into her, and she was an incredibly flawed candidate. So now he rises up, he wins. It's pretty clear because it's going to be whether she wins or he wins the electoral the raw vote. It's irrelevant, but it's that's a parlor game for people. It's a split country. How does Donald Trump not just unify not the United States, which you won't be able to do? That's a false question, but people are asking it today anyway. How does he unify the Republican Party? Because the Johnson Amendment, this is one of my favorite things that he said he was going to do. He went to the churches. He needed the evangelicals because they knew he was a skirt chaser and he was not going to be particularly, he's got the hot wives and he's got the Howard Stern tapes and all that. So he knew he was going to have trouble with them. So what he says, he goes to these big mega church pastors around the country, goes, you know what we're going to do? We're going to repeal the Johnson Amendment. We're going to overturn it so that churches now can get involved in politics because they had been there'd been literally church and state separation. Churches cannot get involved in politics and maintain their
any charitable
tax
organization. The Easter Seals could get involved in politics now,
but if they do this, they haven't done it yet. If they do that so and not lose your charitable status, your tax free charity status. Now, does that get done?
No.
What happens when those pastors go, whoa, who are, by the way, very used to doing that, making that noise and saying, you know what, we'll see you at the ballot box in 18 and 20, pal.
This is where my infrastructure bill comes in. Just give them a bridge or some stop signs.
My guess is that it does get done because I think there are big forces driving in both the House and the Senate, and they're going to put that on Trump's desk. It's going to be hard for him not to sign it. And, people ask me, how did
that changes America in a lot of ways? All
for the worst. That's why you read it on the walls in here. That is not supposed to be the way it works.
So we said, we used to talk in the 80s about the Reagan Democrats. There are Trump Democrats. There are he won in the upper Midwest is where he won this, in that tier of states. Millions of white working class voters who cast two ballots for Barack Obama voted for Donald Trump. They couldn't stand Mitt Romney. He'd been too rich for too long. He seemed to them tone deaf. They had nothing in common.
But they like Trump.
Right, exactly.
But yet,
it doesn't make sense.
But
because
yet
Trump
they,
was speaking their language.
Right.
Trump connected.
Because he lied to them about his own reality. Right?
He
I'm with you.
With
even though he's, he's, this is, it. But it's interesting though, because he played on the emotional level. And listen, congratulations to him. He outsmarted us all in doing that.
Did Bernie Sanders not win?
That's right, Violetta. Bernie is not, but he did win in the Chia Head competition.
He did.
But even Trump's commercials, it was almost a Morning in America commercial, the one, Make America Great, the one with the flag, didn't have any message to it, but we're going to make America great again. It was a lot better than what Hillary Clinton was doing, if you're talking just the raw emotional appeal. And, that's what a lot of Reagan's ads were. There weren't much to them.
Gentlemen, stand down for just 1 second. Violetta Pottermedic is she's raised her head for an important reason here. It's WGN Traffic Trouble Spot time.
Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com.
Okay, before we leave this, political editor. That's his Twitter handle. Political editor from Fox
the
32.
Man.
The man has been, whether he was writing in the newspapers or working at Channel 2 or Channel 32 in this town, the man that everybody's turned to for sage thoughts. Mr. Mike Flannery is here. And then Pat Brady, who's always been right about everything he said, is with us as well, who is our own political analyst here. And, all right, I ask you this. We've been talking about this. It's a surprise to I think to the Trump folks. I don't think they've even acknowledged such. Some of the people have even come out on record. Say, yeah, we were a little surprised. Yeah. Now, I guess the question is, does Donald Trump, if you were to give him a piece of advice to try to ease this transition? Because even Republicans, and there's a lot of them. Who were like holding their nose, the Paul Ryans of the world and the Never Trumpers and all that, who are now having to find a way to fold themselves back into the Trump tent, gilded with a big T on top of it. How do they do it? Mike Flannery. 30 seconds.
I don't think they do. You know, he spent plenty of time. I remember that South Bend rally the night before the Indiana primary in May, where he didn't name Paul Ryan, but he mocked all of his budget proposals, including that the ones for to save Social Security and to reduce entitlements for those 45 and younger. And then the neocons who have been alienated from Trump, and they resent his criticism of the Iraq invasion, the Middle East incursions. He says, we're going to stop doing that stuff. I don't think they come back into the tent. I don't think he wants them in. The only way they come back in is to surrender. So I think lots of upheaval. There's going to be upheaval on the Democratic side. The Democrats are so done with the Clintons, it's breathtaking.
Pat Brady, he just got his first real security briefing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Will his tone change as a result of that? Yes or no?
If it doesn't change, he's not very bright. Because mm-hmm. everything I've ever read about the first day you get that security briefing, you realize it's your responsibility. That is a game-changing moment.
Three-ring binder day.
All right, Brett. He's got to rise to the challenge, don't you think? I mean, it's
and we got to give him, and I get with what Mike said, but I think everybody on our side and the Democrat side needs to give him a chance to govern. You got to give him a chance.
He's
the president. Give him a chance.
Hillary Clinton said that, too. All right, Brett Baer is going to join us coming up in just a few minutes here mm-hmm. from the Fox News Channel. But first, Judy Pilak, WGN News.